North Korea has publicly acknowledged for the first time that it has nuclear weapons, and it says it won't return to six-nation talks aimed at getting it to abandon its nuclear ambitions. Today's statement, carried by the official North Korean news agency, marks the first official response to President Bush's recent pledge to bring an end to North Korea's nuclear weapons programs through dialogue. NPR's Rob Gifford joins me now from Beijing, China. What is the significance of today's announcement?
Well, on the face of it, it is very significant because it is the first time that the North Koreans have officially said that they have nuclear weapons. They did say to a U.S. delegation that went to North Korea at the end of 2002 that they had nuclear weapons, but then they retracted that statement soon afterwards. So this is the first official time that they've said it. The question is, of course, though, is it true? We have no intelligence about North Korea. We know almost nothing about the nuclear weapons program. And it could just be that this is just more North Korean brinkmanship as we go into the Bush second term, and that they're just saying this in order to ratchet up the pressure ahead of what might or might not be these six-party talks that have been stalled for several months.
And has there been any reaction there in the region, especially from the countries involved in the six-party talks?
Well, the most important country is, of course, the United States, and that reaction has come from Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who's wrapping up her visit to Europe. She said today that if, in fact, this is the case, that they do have nuclear weapons, then the North Koreans are only deepening their isolation, because she said everybody wants to get to the negotiating table and have a nuclear-free North Korea and nuclear-free Korean Peninsula. It's actually the Lunar New Year holiday here in China and in South Korea, so government offices are not open. Prime Minister Koizumi in Japan has given a fairly boilerplate response, saying basically that North Korea needs to just come back to the table. So that's the response we've heard so far.
And what happens to the negotiations? Are they in fact stalled?
Well, they have been stalled since last summer, and everyone was looking for a boost to them to get them going again now that President Bush has been sworn in for his second term. I don't think we can assume that they are going to be stalled, though, because, as I say, a lot of this rhetoric in the past from the North Koreans has been just that. It's been rhetoric. It's been brinkmanship. It's kind of upping the ante, trying to push the Americans into believing that they have certain things, whether they do or whether they don't. So there's a lot of diplomacy that's going to be going on over the next few weeks. There's a senior Chinese official who's going to North Korea. The South Korean foreign minister left today for Washington to have discussions in Washington with the Bush administration. So I think we can probably see this announcement today as perhaps the first scene of the next act, if you like, of the ongoing drama that is the standoff over North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Renee.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.